este. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Okay, we are still early, huh? Another 4 more minutes, huh? Before we start. We will start the puja at 8:10. Another 2 minutes to go. In the meantime, if you have any question or whatever you want to develop understanding, you can ask. Today we got somebody new, I think, Chin Hao's friend. What is your friend's name? Jane. Oh, Chen. Cheng. Cheng. You're most welcome to join our class. It's an informal class, you don't worry. There is no ceremony or any formality. You can come anytime, you can go anytime. And what you need is you maintain some form of attentiveness. When you are attentive, your mind is quiet, silent. Then when you are attentive, you have mindfulness, sati within. Then you can understand many things. Our class normally start with the puja offering. You familiar with the Buddhist teaching? Not much. Oh, quite new. Okay. Puja is a form of devotional practice that the Buddha teach. It teaches the devotees to make offering to Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. So when you do that, you actually develop a lot of wholesomeness. First is generosity. You make offering through your own generosity. Then you develop the faith through understanding the teaching and also who the Buddha is, how special a being he is. He is not only enlightened, he is the fully enlightened one. Then apart from that, we rejoice with the wholesomeness of what people has done. That's why we will chant sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Means we see how people make offering. Their faith, their sincerity, their joy, and their generosity. So we rejoice with all this goodness, wholesomeness. That itself is a meritorious action. It makes your heart feel good. Open up your heart. Then this joy will give out a type of vibration which is very positive. So when you learn to rejoice a lot, it will overcome all your envy, your jealousy, and your unhappiness that you bottle up inside your heart. So rejoicing is a very good way of releasing the negative mind state. So it develops happiness, it develops joy. At the same time, you cultivate merits. So after we finish, we will start the Buddha chanting. Puja chanting is to recall to mind all the things that the Buddha advises us to do. First, we have to pay respect to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. The triple gem are very important to cultivation. Without the triple gem, you cannot understand the teaching. Without the triple gem, there is no teaching. The triple gem consists of three things. The Buddha himself, because he's fully enlightened, that's why the teaching is there. Then you have the Dhamma, which is his teaching. So when you pay respect, you cultivate affinity. Then wherever you arise, you will have the condition to understand this teaching. Third one is the Sangha, which is the enlightened disciple of the Buddha. Because they are enlightened disciples, they also have the teaching. So that's why these are called the triple gem. So when you pay respect, you develop a lot of wholesomeness. Then after that, we will take refuge. Then you develop affinity with the triple gem. Then after that, you renew your five precepts. Five precepts are very important. These are basic moral values. If you violate them, you will commit karmic negativity that result in a lot of negative karmic repercussion. Then your life will not be smooth. You will have a lot of suffering. So we renew our five precepts so that we can avoid all this karmic negativity, which are evils. Then we cultivate wholesomeness, goodness, that will bring about the good condition for good life to unfold later. Then we develop meditation to develop the understanding and the wisdom so that we understand life, we understand who are we, what is this universe make of, and what are the nature's law that governs all of life and existence. Through this understanding, we develop wisdom. And this wisdom can enable us to live life in accordance with this nature's law that governs life and existence. So basically, this is what we do here. And the teaching of the Buddha is very unique. It can bring about enlightenment, awakening, so that the living being, the moment you are awakened or enlightened, you don't have to suffer anymore. There is no more fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, and lamentation. Life becomes very meaningful, very different. Then you can really, really live life through your understanding. Then you will be able to experience all of the great beauty and wonders of life. Then for the first time in your life, you start to appreciate life. You start to look forward to all the beautiful things that life can offer to you. So this type of understanding is very useful to living beings. Okay, now we start the puja. Tonight, maybe we get 4 or 5 of you to come and help. Okay, Chui just came back. We get Chui, Sue, then who else? Song. 3. Then maybe we get who else? come forward. You all can light the candle. Song, come. I can get one more person. Yeah. There are 3-4 candles. Oh, 5 candles. Wow, my wife so generous. Can get 2 more. Okay, Freddie and Clifford, come. Yeah, come. Yeah. Okay. Sadhu. Come. Yeah. Freddy, you like the incense? Us didn't really like. Sadhu. There's another candle here. Who haven't liked? Oh, and that candle, white candle. Oh, 好啊，这个 candle 啊，姐 Anne 啊，也是我发了。Where is your set of candle that day?Never mind, I put another one. Ah, here. Sadhu. Oh, 要你点多一次。不亮，never mind.Which one? Oh, the cup is here. You want this? Oh, that one, okay. Ah, okay. Okay, you all stand up, get ready for puja. Okay, start to offer the tray. Sada, 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 sada. Okay, you all can be seated. Eh? Okay, relax your body and mind. Then maintain some form of attention. Eh? Develop the faith. Then mindfully, we will start the puja. Namo Bhansi Si Chia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Si Chia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Si Chia Moni Fo. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Quan Sing Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Pusyan Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Okay, you turn to page 4 of the chanting book. Then we continue. Puja chanting. After chanting the Vandana, which is homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One, the Fully Enlightened One, we will now take refuge in the triple gem. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panati pata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adina dana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Kamesu mitchachara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Musawada viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Surameraya majapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we were chanting puja offering, padipa puja, offering of light. Ganna sarapaditena dipena tamadang sina diloka dipang sambuddang pujayami tamonudang ganda sambarayutena dopena hang sugang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang ya bajana muttamang Vanna ganda gono petang etang kusuma santatin pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe pujemi buddhang kusumena nena punnena mattena ca hotu mokhang Pupang milayati yata idang me Kayo tatayati vinasa bawang Adivasetu no bante Paniyang parikapitang Anukampang upadaya Patigang hatu mutamang Turn to the last page 18, Vivachanda. Puja aspiration based on understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Understanding the significance of offering of light, we shall make the following aspiration. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fire of defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruits of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas, or powers. Sharing and transferring of merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will pay respect to Drupa Jhampa. Bhutang Pujemi. Dhammang Pujemi. Sanghang Pujemi. Okay. You all can be seated. Relax. Body and mind. Then we can start our meditation. Okay, there is a Sister Cheng who is new. So I will give some instruction today on how to train your mind to develop the inner peace leading to the inner mindfulness within. Okay, then later on, remind me to give you one of the booklet where the Dhamma transcript is based on one of the typical meditation class that I conducted. So when you read through them, you will understand. I will pass it to you. And there is also a small booklet based on a seminar paper that I have delivered. It was an international seminar held in Bangkok in the year 2013. So that one will give you a very good understanding of basically what this Buddhist teaching is all about and how it can help you to understand life, thereby enabling you to have the understanding of life so that you can live life accordingly. The Buddhist teaching is very useful. You can develop the clear understanding, then you live your life in accordance with these Buddhist principles. Your life will become beautiful and you will start to understand why in the past your life has been not so smooth, a lot of ups and downs, depending on your karma. So this understanding is very useful. Okay, for those who already know how to meditate, you can straight away start your meditation. Then for those who are new, who still need the meditation instruction, I will give you some very simple basic instruction as to how to train your mind so that your mind can become more calm and more peaceful. According to the Lord Buddha, most living beings, because they do not understand this teaching, they become heedless. Their mind cannot become peaceful. The reason being, the Buddha said there are five mental hindrances that constantly arise in their mind. Because if you don't train your mind, these mental hindrances, they will arise due to your heedlessness, your inability to understand life. So mental hindrance will hinder you from becoming peaceful, from developing the meditation. So now I will teach you a skillful means to decondition your heedless thinking so that you can become more calm and more peaceful. We call it the mind sweeping method, where you train your mind to sweep through your body, starting with the forehead until it reaches your buttock. Then I will combine in between with metta or loving kindness meditation, so that not only you develop the training of the mind to be peaceful, you at the same time develop inner peace leading to inner well-being. So now make sure you have a stable sitting posture. Then relax body and mind. Make sure your backbone is straight. Then close your eyes. Maintain some form of attention to feel your forehead, feel. Don't think anymore, just feel. The whole mind sweeping method is just feel and relax. When you feel your forehead, you try to detect. You can detect any tension, any tightness or any stress within. You just feel the forehead muscles soothingly relax. Relax into it. All of the tension within, tightness or stress within, you just feel it soothingly, relax, relax and relax. Then you move on to your eye muscle, feel. After a tired day, you are normally very tired, especially your eye muscle. You have to feel it and relax it. Feel it soothingly, relax, relax and relax. Then you sweep your mind down to your facial muscle, feel each and every strand of your facial muscle, relax into it, feel the well-being and inner peace, then relax into your facial muscle, each and every strand of your facial muscle, feel it, relax, relax and relax into it. Then in order to assist you further, you can visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. You must smile. When you can radiate this radiant smile, you have a lot of joy, a lot of happiness. The joy will make you relax automatically. When you smile, you have joy. When you have joy, you are relaxed. Then you can radiate this metta by following what I recite. You can recite as follow. May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy, well and happy. You must feel it, the well-being and happiness within your entire body and mind. Then you can repeat, may I, this body and mind of mine, feel it, be well and happy, well and happy. Feel the well-being and happiness deep within your entire body and mind, your entire being. Each and every cell within, feel it. Then you can continue to read it. May this body and mind of mine too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, feel it. Body and mind without mental suffering, without physical suffering. Then may it too be free from all harm and danger. Then may its mind state too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. And may it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within your hearts. Then you can radiate this same metta to your loved ones. May all my loved ones too be well and happy, well and happy. You can visualize them and radiate this metta and love to them. From your heart, you radiate to them, wishing them well-being and happiness. May their mind states too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger, without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then you can radiate this same metta to all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen. Together with all your Dhamma friends, Kayanamitas, Dhamma practitioner and cultivator and co-meditator, may they all too be well and happy, well and happy. May their mind states too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within your hearts. Then you read it to all beings within this vicinity of SS2, Petaling Jaya, Selangor, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Mother Earth. Then we continue to radiate to our solar system, all beings within our solar system, our Milky Way, our galaxy. Then reaching out to the whole universe, may all beings throughout the entire universe all existent, may they all to be well and happy, free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled, and may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you return to your facial muscle and feel, don't think, just feel. Relax every strain of your facial muscle. Feel it soothingly relax. Then you move your attention down to your neck. Feel, relax. Shoulder, feel, relax. Hand, do the same. Feel, relax. Back to shoulder. Then you move your attention down to your heart area, your chest area. Feel. You can detect any vibration or your own heartbeat. Then just silence everything and stay there. If you cannot, because you are not sensitive, you have not trained your mind, then it's okay. You can just feel your heart area like you feel your forehead. You detect any tension, tightness or stress within, you just relax them all. So feel it soothingly relax. Then you move your attention down to your stomach. Do the same, feel, relax. Then you move it further down to your abdomen, feel, relax. Then you move your attention down to your leg, feel, relax. Then your buttock, feel, relax. Then you can reverse this whole mind sweeping method. From your buttock, you feel, relax. Your leg, feel, relax. Then you move it up to feel your abdomen, feel, relax. Then you move your attention to your stomach, feel, relax. Then you move it to your heart area, feel, relax. Then after that, you can move it up further to your neck, shoulder, hand, feel, relax. Then facial muscle, feel, relax them all. Then you move it up to your eye muscle. Do the same. Then your forehead. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. So this is the training that you need to develop so that your mind become more peaceful. When it doesn't think, when it just feel and relax, it become peaceful. This mind sweeping method got two very important advantages. First, it train your mind to be at the location you want it to be. You want it to be at the forehead, it will stay there. Then because you feel and relax, you don't think, it become peaceful. So the training of the mind to be at the location you want it to be is very useful. Then later on, after you have trained this mind, you can make use of this mind to meditate. With this understanding, now you have to stabilize this mindfulness, or this quiet mind, silent mind, peaceful mind. I will teach you another skillful means. As taught by the Buddha, he called it anapanasati. Anapana is in and out breath, sati is mindfulness. So anapanasati is mindfulness of this in and out breath. You just maintain attention at your nostril, in front of your nostril, where the breathing goes in and out. Then in order to be mindful of your in and out breath, you just silent everything and stay there. Maintain attentiveness, just silent. Then, like the Buddha said, breathing in, the mind is aware. Breathing out, the mind is aware. So when your mind detects the breathing, just allow the mind to follow the breath. Whether it's in or out breath, you just allow the mind to follow. When the mind and the breathing move as one without thought, that is anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath. Then you continue to relax into it and silent. Your mindfulness will stabilize. You will become more and more calm, more and more peaceful. But if you are new initially, your mind will not listen to you. Instead of maintaining attention at the breathing, split second, it will think, it will be lost in thought, it will wander off. But don't worry, don't panic. Just maintain patience. Tell yourself, the untrained mind is like that. It will behave this way. It thinks a lot. It will be lost in thought because of its heedlessness, its habitual tendency. So every time he wanders off, bring it back, maintain attention at the breathing. If you do it sufficiently long enough, anapanasati will develop. Then after a while, not long, the mindfulness of the in and breath, in and out breath will stabilize. When it stabilizes, you will feel the deep peace within. The mind state that arises when you are mindful without thought is called pasati. Oh, sorry, piti. Piti is a type of spiritual calmness, spiritual joy, or spiritual rapture that arises when there is no more thought, when you are just mindful. Then as you continue to relax into it, piti will become more and more refined, transform into what they call sukha. Sukha is more peaceful than piti. It is called spiritual bliss. You will experience a very blissful mind state. Then you will like to meditate. The bliss is very, very blissful. You feel very good. You feel a lot of beauty in your breathing. Your spiritual calmness has become very blissful. But do not attach to this state. Experience it and let it pass. Relax into it. And continue to develop anapanasati. Initially, anapanasati will become long breathing. But there is a lot of clarity, a lot of mindfulness. Then you become more and more calm, more and more peaceful. Then as you relax into it, sukha will arise. And when sukha arises, you continue to relax in it. It becomes more and more refined. Until finally it becomes pasati. Pasati is the silent mind. Quiet mind, peaceful mind. When you hit pasati, the mind is very quiet, very still, very peaceful. They call it the tranquility state of mind. Your mind becomes very quiet, very peaceful, very tranquil, and very still. This is what pasati is all about. The silent mind in pure awareness. By then, your breathing, everything will become like very quiet, very peaceful, very subtle, very still. So this is the mind state that you need to train, because this is the meditative mind. It can develop the meditation and understand many, many things. It can awaken to the characteristics of nature. So I will let you train your mind. Then I will ring the bell after about 10 to 15 minutes. Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those that are not, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. And try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness that you have developed for as long as you can. These are the quality of mind that you have trained. So you need to use this trained mind to meditate, to develop the understanding. And the real meditation only comes about after you have trained this mind to be ever mindful throughout the day in the midst of life. That's why you have to use it to live life, to cultivate meditation in real life. Life itself is the meditation. So when you can be mindful of everything you do in life, they call it the daily mindfulness meditation. That is the real meditation. When you are ever mindful to develop the wisdom born of the Buddha Dhamma, that is the meditative mind, or the Buddha call it apamada, heedfulness. Heedfulness is to be able to train this mind and is ever mindful to cultivate the meditation, which is the Noble Eightfold Path as taught by the Buddha, in the midst of life itself. That is heedfulness. If you have this quality of mind, the Buddha say, you are destined for enlightenment. For heedfulness, according to the Buddha, as per his Dhammapada verse 21, is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas if you don't train your mind, you will become heedless. The heedless are as if dead. And heedlessness is the path to the dead. Means there is no spiritual life. Spiritually, you are as if dead. The heedless think a lot, worry a lot, have a lot of suffering. Their mind states are often born of delusion, with a lot of evil roots. The three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion will be very strong in them. Then they will also arise because of the evil root, the five mental hindrance. And such a being cannot meditate. Such a being has a lot of suffering. Okay, now we turn to page 6. We will do the invocation to the devas. I will read to you all the English translation. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities and devas come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. This is the time to listen to the doctrine. Samanta chakavalesu atra gacchantu devata saddhammang muni rajasa sunantu sakamokkhadang. Dhamma savanan kalo ayang bandata. Dhamma savanan kalo ayang badaranta. Dhamma savanan kalo ayang badanta. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddha. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo atassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Iti peso bhagava arahang samma sambuddho. Vijja charana sampanno sugato lokavido.
Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanam buddho bhagavati swakato bhagavata dhammo sanditiko akaliko ehi paseko opanaiko pacatang veditatbo vinohiti supatipanno bhagavato savakasango ujupatipanno bhagavato savakasango Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango Samichipatipanno bhagavato savakasango Yadidang chattari purisa yukkani Atta purisa pugala Esa bhagavato savakasango Ahuneyo pahuneyo Dakineyo anjali karaneyo Anuttarang punyaketang lokasati Sadhu Sadhu, sadhu.
Okay, let us pay respect. Tripaja. Padang pujayami. Damang pujayami. Sanghang Pujemi. Okay. You can be seated. Then maintain some form of attentiveness, attention. Relax body and mind. Then we will start off with our next session. Our next session is normally meditation reporting, followed by our discussion of the Dhamma. Then we will continue with our Diamond Sutta class. But today I think we will do it slightly different because Brother Song has come back from his 45 days of spiritual trip to Thailand, I think. He went there to help out, to help run the retreat. Then he, I think, had many things to share with us. We will get him to do the sharing and reporting, or whatever that he can recall, through whatever condition. He's still meditating. He will come out. We welcome Brother Song. He will speak in Mandarin. Forgive him. He is more fluent in Mandarin. So he already hinted he wants to share in Mandarin. Then just now, for those who came early, you saw what he did. He came and requested in front of me to pay gratitude and respect. That's why he was filled with a lot of what they call, this emotion is different. This is spiritual emotion, born of gratitude and understanding, and very strong, it moves inside. That's why you think he crying. He is not crying, but a lot of tears. The tissue, I think he used 4 or 5 pieces. So, for those who can understand, they will know. But there were a lot of joy because he has actually developed a lot of understanding. That's why he has a lot of gratitude. So now we rejoice. We sadhu three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So that we can get him to share with us. Okay, that's all. You can start.
在我还没有 start 之前，我想讲就是 pay a deep respect gratitude towards 这个 Buddha， 因为他 sacrificed himself for the yawn after yawns to cultivate and to fulfill the ten paramita to discover this path.And sellers to share and teach the Buddha Dharma. So, we have pay a very deep this gratitude towards the Buddha. And then the second thing, so we have thanks for all the Buddha, Buddha and Bodhisattva, 所有的佛菩萨。我要谢谢他们的 nature 的guidance, protections 跟 blessing. 接下来我要谢谢 Brother Teo。这三年来你的 teaching 让我有很多的 understanding、without 这个 understanding 我的这个这一次的 trip 就没有这么样多的这个fruitions、我也要最后我要谢谢的就是我的爸爸妈妈、如果没有我的爸爸妈妈就没有这个 form and mind
对
没有这个 form and mind 的话我就不能够去 cultivate 这个Dharma、and get the realization and the understanding 所以我要把我这 45 days 里面所得到的所有的 merits 跟 the understanding share by 我的 parents and share by the all beings、我希望他们能够从这个sharing 里面能够得到这个 Maris and 也愿他们能够像我一样能够cultivate and get the understanding 最后只有 wisdom 能够 liberate 大家、因为我这次的 retreat 它是 one after another one 它的一个 door 开了你 understanding 了 another one、就会跟着开、
跟着线出
来对啊跟着线 that's why 我一定要 start from after 我从普陀山回来
对、
我从普陀山回来了以后我就只是 cultivate 一个 faith 罢了、我每一天就只是 cultivate 一个 faith、then after one month 以后我开始觉得我已经不一样了、then 我不知道做什么不一样 but 我就是知道 something different、then there's, 有一天 during 你的Dharma talk 的时候你就讲到我们一定要把这个 faith cultivate until it becomes balance power 的时候我才知道、我才知道我的 faith 已经变成了一个 power and balance 了、同时我也发现到我的 sati 也开始不一样了、它也开始变成比较 stable and refined 了、so then 就 after that 就在去年你的这个 birthday 卡、那个元旦的过后的 next second day the morning、我突然间 understand 这个 form and mind 它只是一个 condition and the elements 的the build up spot there's no I inside there's no 灵魂 它就是一个 conditions 跟一个 element and then 它这个 form and mind 是 governed by the law of karma 罢了Then after that, the next day, 我就坐火车去飞机场的时候，我就 recall, because 我今年一月尾我才回来从 Burma, and then 我十一月头又要出国了。And then in between, 我只是九个月在 Malaysia, but within 这九个月，我真的是得到很多的 understanding。我就在 recall 的时候 ，suddenly 我里面就 understand 了这个 form and mind 只是一个 vehicle, 一个 tools 给你去。cultivate 这个 Buddha Dharma 罢了、Then after that 我就坐了飞机就到了 Thailand The moment 我一 arrive Bangkok 的 airport 的时候我就去 observe 我自己、The last year 我到了 Myanmar 的时候我的心是 pop But 这一次我一到了 Thailand Bangkok 的 airport 的时候我整个人是很 subtle 的一直在 vibrating 我就知道了我的 sati 已经 stable 了 So on the way 我就坐车进 center 了 在坐车的时候，我完全的发现到我的这个Sati 一直很一直在 vibrating。然后我在车上，我一直 relax， 我去 investigate。我发现到，当你不要再呼吸 ，you really totally relax and let go and let the breath in and out automatically and re-你不要去，就是你不要去呼吸的时候，你只是 totally relax and let the
let
in and
natural,
out， yeah,
natural,
yeah， 它的 breath in and out 的时候，
naturally,
你越 naturally 的时候，那个 sati 就越
strong，
一直 vibrating， 一直 vibrating。当我开始 intention 呢，intention 的去呼吸的时候，这个 sati 就又没有了，
没有了。
对，我就一直去 investigate， 你越 relax， 越不要去 interfere 的时候，它就越 strong。你越要去用
the mind
去呼吸的时候，这个 sati 又没有掉，
yeah， 又没有掉。
对，我就一直这样子 in and out，
not naturally。
对，我就去 investigate， then halfway 的时候，我就抬起头，我就看到那个天桥上面有一个actually 有个 flag。我看住的时候，我完全不，很像我不认识这个 flag。我就看住它的时候，我觉得what is this？ 然后我的 mind 就讲 direct seeing， 我才知道原来我已经变成了一个 direct seeing 了。Then after that 我就到了 center， and then 就 course 就开始了。The course 一开始的时候 ，the morning 他就给了我一个很大的一个 test。The morning 4:30 to 6:30 我是在 lying down the meditation 里面。About 5 something 的时候，我就听到有两个女孩子在后面讲话。
对
，the other side， because 我们 male is one side， female is another side。我听到有两个女孩子在讲 Mandarin 的，因为这个泰国我是去做 translator， 所以他们在讲 Mandarin 的话，我一定要起来去去看是什么事。But part of my mind 讲不要管他。就两个女孩子讲话，等我不要管，我 keep lying。等于他就变成五六个人在讲话了，我就讲哇 ，it's serious 了，两个人讲话不用写，现在五六个人讲话，this is mean that this case is a serious case， but half of my mind 讲你起来啦， but half of 我的 mind 讲不要 ，you lie down， keep on lying， so 我就不理了。Then after that 这个声音没有了。Then from the body 我就看到楼下，因为我是在二楼 lying， 我就看到楼下已经有人拉 back 了，
对，
他就要离开这个 center 了，然后就讲哇，这个 course 要 end 了咯。
但
我的 half of my mind 就想起来开门看外面，但 half of my mind 讲你 lying down。但我在 lying 的时候，我感觉到我真的是开门看到外面，我就去 investigate 看我们男孩子有什么action。But I noticed that 我们男孩子这边全部是 silent， 全部在 meditate。然后我就 OK， 我就 keep on lying。Then when 6:30那个 gong 一 ring 的时候，我一 wake up from 那个 lying meditation 的时候，我就知道刚才整个 whole section 我都是在 lying 的，
对，
所有的这个都是一个 deviation 在我的hearing and 我的 seeing 里面，它呈现给我，看我够不够 stable in the sati。
Very good。
就 after 这一个 morning 的这个 test 了以后，我整个 form MI 就开始刚刚不了，就 open up 了，就整个人就哇就乱了，就我就觉得他很像哇，我的身体就每天在痛，手也痛，脚也痛，连我的脉也一直出来，一直每天在一直在 meditation 也出来，就一直每一天出来。刚开始的时候，我以为这个是我的 anusaya kilesa， 我的sleeping defilement 它一直 arise， 所以我就 let it be。But after 我每一天then 我在 observe 的时候，我觉得 no， it's not the anusa kilesa， this might arise， 它要给我一个 understanding， but 我一直不能够知道 它一个 test 来的，我讲，but 我一直去 find out， 我就去 silent， 我就去看它是什么，把它每一天它的 content 是
different
的，它是一下子这样，一下子那样， very active， 跟我讲 what is this。我讲又很像完全没有沙地，你讲我没有沙地，我又很像有沙地，你讲我有沙地，我又很像没有沙地。
是的，
所以那个麦一直在那边玩，所以我
是的，
At the same time, 我因为我有带了你的两本书
yeah,
一个是 Satipatthana、
yeah.
一个就是、Heart Sutra
yeah, yeah.
所以我每天我一有时间我就去 read 那个 Heart Sutra、
嗯、
当我在、第、11天的时候我就看到了这个 sentence、Mind is forerunner for all
yeah,
的时候、
sadhu.
我就知道 this is the answer 了、
啊、你了解
这整个 mind 就 stop 掉了、
嗯、sadhu, sadhu.
But 那个时候当我看到的时候我不像以前我的、understanding 是啊我看到你、
啊、
现在它是
very
e q u a n i m o u s 的你一看到的就是 this is the answer
yeah,
and then you
yeah,
just move
yeah,
on
yeah, yeah,
then after that at night 的时候、我就、回房间 at,、那个是下午我看到的这个 sentence so at night 的时候我一回房间我去、再 continue 读那个、Heart Sutra、当我在晚上我在读的时候 during 40 minutes 的时候我看的每一个 words 都很 clear、
very different、
very different、我就发现到为什么我这 40 minutes 我看那个 Heart Sutra 的
yeah, yeah.
它不是每一个 sentence、不是每一个 sentence
每
一个
words、
都是这样 profile、
yeah,
都是、and then 你一看就 understand、
一
看就
understand、
一看就 understand penetrate and then so, so deep and so profile 就讲诶 why, 为什么这样 becauseLast time 我每次看
没有这样的经验，
对、
啊、
我还要 contemplate，
对对对
我还要 think，、
现在
我还要 from English translate to
Mandarin、
But tonight 40 minutes every word、
yeah,
一看就 understand
clear,
every word、
clear,
一看就 understand，
是啊对是啊对。
然后我才知道，after that 我才知道，原来这个是 pure consciousness
yeah, yeah.
and the pure、and the direct seeing、
yeah,
for 40 minutes
yeah, yeah.。
So, 当时我在 observe 我 在,、我在看回我自己我的 mind 里面我没有 piti、
yeah.
就是它很 equanimous 的、就是一直 direct seeing 每一个 word understand 每个 word understand 每个 word 就是 understand 那时候我才 我就看我就拿出那个、Heart Sutra 我觉得这个 Heart Sutra so, 就是 very profound、
yeah.
very good 我想为什么它的每一个 words 都是这么样的 penetrate
penetrative、
yeah, 每一个So, 那个 Dharma
so
beautiful so 我就拿着那个那个 Heart Sutra 40 minutes 的时候 then after 我看完了以后我走出来那个 Dharma、我的房间我要 on the way 去 Dharma hall 我一 step up from the, 我的 room 我一看这个 center 的时候我里面就讲 This is a consciousness
yeah,
creation
yeah, yeah, creation、
然后我就直接就这样子走我一面走的时候他就在 direct seeing 但没有 concept 的一直走一直走一直走 then halfway 的时候我的 mind 就开始 move up 了就我就我的慢慢我就有 concept 回然后我才知道哦原来我整个人在这个 pure consciousness and direct seeing for 40 minutes and then brother 我在这里我想问的一个 question 就是 during 这个 40 minutes of pure consciousness and direct seeing 里面因为我在看
我
过后我在看 Satipatthana 的时候 我有没有这个 Pasati 的 factor 我有没有 Samadhi 的 factor 我有没有这个、Equanimity 的 factor 这里
OK Sadhu I will answer before you go on Sadhu let us rejoice、Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu this is very beautifulBecause when you go through the cultivation, this thing will happen. Where he has actually connected earlier on.、Then after that, a lot of understanding just arise. Because the Heart Sutta note, the talk, the sharing, and everything I deliver, they come from the silent mind, anasana. So because of that, the moment he connect and he transform, he will understand the teaching. That's why every time it will be different.He realized it's like one Dhamma door will lead to another Dhamma door. Then like last time I used to advise him and those who are developing the cultivation, you must always remember they will come and test you. I already mentioned this many times. You go back and listen to the recording. This is what he went through. This is when you cultivate until you become like very stable.Very mindful, like the direct seeing or keep on arising, then the Dhamma keep on arising, very clear. Then you have a lot of joy, then you have a lot of like understanding. Then sometimes you are not careful, you can be carried away. You know what happened when it come and test you, just like what happened. Luckily he found out in time. Actually when you are in the lying down meditation, you're supposed to meditate. What did my advice to you when you meditate don't try to know just meditate forget about all this where this Monday mind will come in. Because as he meditate, first the two ladies' voice, you remember? He said he heard. Well, lady section and man section, different, separated. So when he heard, there are two mind telling him. One, the nature understands it, meditate, forget about it. The other one say, well, he go there to help us, help in the translation, everything. So got problem, he got to attend to. So the mundane mind that has attachment will have the condition to do that. That's why undecided. Then later on, luckily, he came to find out that all these are sankhara. Then he came to know it's a test. If you don't understand, for no reason, all of a sudden, one day, it's like you completely lost everything. Your mindfulness, your sati, your silent mind, everything. Then what happens is, if you cannot understand this is a test, you will start to have doubt, understand? And that doubt, I tell you, if you are not a real cultivator, you cannot be tested. This one is the real test. If you still have not developed the understanding, this doubt will surface. Like just now he mentioned, how come is this anusaya, means latent tendency, that I have not yet rooted out, understand? Arising, surfacing. No. This one is different. This one is a test. Even Achan Mahabhava, you remember? Mahabhava, Long Ta Mahabhava, the very famous monk in Thailand that just passed away 2 or 3 years ago, I think. Yeah. I met him before during the early 90s. I visited his place and people say cannot meet him without appointment. But our group met him and he received us and brought us to his kuti. He was a very good monk, and he wrote in his book now. But he last time went through samatha. He do a lot of concentration on jhana. Then that time he cannot understand. He meditate until his mind becomes so bright, luminous, and what they call like you thought that is the enlightened mind, so beautiful, so mindful, so luminous. Then you know what happened. For no reason, is it? All of a sudden, he lost everything. He lost his ability to enter samadhi. He lost his ability to be mindful, to be in that state of luminosity. And all this. Then the thought come in. Then the thought don't believe. What have gone wrong? What did I do wrong? Don't tell me last time what I realized on is all false, not the real one. As long as you carry this doubt, then you try to use your thought to find way, like he initially did. Want to go back to become the silent mind again. The moment you try to do all this, you finish already. It will come and really make you very miserable. You cannot pass the test. But the moment you understand, the most beautiful is, you straight away understand that it's a test, then you just let things be. Come. Let things be means what? In Cantonese, they say, choi he dong ngong. Whatever the thought tell you, you tell the thought, enough. Forget about it. Because you have faith in your own nature, in your own cultivation, in your own understanding. Then the moment you have this faith, that's why the faith has to become unshakable. That's why he later on realized he reached that state. Then the understanding come in and become very beautiful. Then that one take over. That's why straight away his sati come back. His silent mind come back. His pasati come back. Then after that, the condition arise for him to penetrate another Dhamma door, which he just penetrated. The direct seeing, he never see before. 刚才你讲你 airport 出来你看到什么 flight 什么来的 flight 是什么 no 什么是 flight
国旗
国旗 flag sorry flag he pronounced as flight I thought aeroplane fly when you see there is no word no concept no labeling then he didn't see anything he's sitting as they are that's why then he realized inside the nature promise. This is direct seeing. no word, no thought. That's why it can happen. Then later on, with this direct seeing, anything you see, you hear, you smell, you taste, you tactile feel or thing, it's all in sati, understand? That's why everything, then he will start to like specific phenomenal awareness. No perception, nothing. It's the pure awareness. Just pure awareness. Then the mind just flows with it. Then it's just sitting as they are, like a baby. See all this. Then that time, his mind is very different. That's why later on when he went and read the Heart Sutta note and the last Satipatthana, the last chapter, I think, this yellow book, a final summary of the Satipatthana Sutta. The moment he read, it become very different. But this is reading from the direct seeing, from the understanding, from the faith. That every word, like become very penetrative, and there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of gratitude. That's why today he come back, he request to pay respect and express that gratitude. And he was kneeling there, choking with the feeling and the emotion and the gratitude for more than 8 minutes. So this is what will happen when you develop the cultivation. Then all this will actually arise, manifest. Then when it happens, it is beyond what you can understand, the normal living being, and the thought cannot understand. That's why he described that 40 minutes. And he already earlier on penetrated that he realized this fine aggregate of form and mind, which is what the human being, is just a vehicle and a tool, chemically conditioned out for him to use, and it's not him. And there's he no you, he no me inside there. And he already had this understanding. So that's why as he go through, before he went, I already predicted. I told him, a lot of things will happen to you. And very likely, he will go through the cessation when he is there. Then the question you asked, what was it already? I forgot already. You repeat your question.
在那个,
40 minutes. What do you want to ask?
那个 pure consciousness 里面, 它是有没有这个 pasati, 有没有 samadhi, 有没有这个 那个 equanimity, 就是那个 seven enlightenment 的那个
whole factor. Seven factors. Sadhu, very good. You see, this is the inquiry. After you come out, you can inquire. Understand? Because the seven factors of enlightenment are all the while there when you already develop the cultivation. As I sati become like unshakable balas. Then because sati become unshakable, it will develop samadhi. Then samadhi also will become unshakable. That's why during that time he can see things as they are. And that comes from what? Sati and samadhi. Anasana. But because he also has the wisdom already. So sati samadhi together with the wisdom. Wisdom give rise to what? When you have wisdom, you don't need, technically you don't need samadhi, you know. Your mind will be equanimous because of wisdom. That's why wisdom will give rise to equanimity, upeka. That's why he asked these three things. They are all there. Otherwise you cannot become like that. That's why the real cultivation is very different. Because he read it in the last final summary of the Satipatthana Sutta. I mentioned very clearly under the summary, the Dhammanupassana, fourth foundation of mindfulness. You start with mindfulness of the five mental hindrance. Then mindfulness of the five aggregate of form and mind, which he has penetrated. Then you go into the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases to develop the origination factor. Then retrospectively reverse it to understand the causes and conditions behind so that he can develop the understanding and the wisdom. And the moment you have done these three, the fourth category of Dhamma, which is mindfulness of the seven factors of enlightenment, they will arise naturally. Then you realize your cultivation becomes so different. That's why I say, because in the book there, I remember I told them, I say, a lot of people say they meditate, they have fantastic meditation experience, then they thought they enlightened. But the factor enlightenment are all not there. Understand? Huh? Sati, not there in daily mindfulness. Investigation of Dhamma also never do. Yeah. Then because sati, which will enable you to develop the Dhamma vichaya, which is investigation of Dhamma, that is the second factor of enlightenment. That one also they don't do. Then the experience of God, piti, third enlightenment factor, but that one is born of concentration, born of anapanasati, or skillful means type of training. Then they don't have that faith, born of understanding who the Buddha is and how wonderful the Dhamma is, because they have not penetrated. So their virya is not strong. Understand? So when virya is not strong, it's because the faith is not strong. That's why he penetrated the faith before he went. After Puttosan come back, he said he developed the faith, the spiritual faculty. Well, that one is very important. That's why even Diamond Sutta mentioned, without faith, you cannot go this way. Faith is the number one spiritual faculty that you have to develop until it becomes balas. Then when this is been developed, the fifth factor of enlightenment will arise. Because when virya is there, it drives you to cultivate. That's why the sati and samadhi will fall into place. Then when the mind becomes very quiet, very still, you will realize pasati, tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind. That's why that one no thought on. That one can lead to direct seeing. Very penetrative. Nothing to do with the thought on. That's why the real direct seeing is very, very different. Then when pasati arise, your sati and samadhi will be very stable. Your pasati will actually lead to samadhi. When your mind becomes quiet, peaceful, still and tranquil, without thought, then when you stabilize it, it becomes samadhi, because it becomes collected and unwavering. Then during that time, your sati, samadhi, which is pasati, together with what they call direct seeing, will give rise to understanding, which is wisdom. And this wisdom is the one that transforms you, the form and mind, to have equanimity. The last factor of enlightenment, upeka. Upeka is equanimity born of wisdom, not the one born of concentration, born of samadhi or samatha meditation. That one is the fake one, not the real one. That one, when you grow old, when you lose your ability to go into concentration or jhana or samadhi, you will become miserable, because without the wisdom, you cannot understand the form and mind. You cannot accept the first noble truth reality of getting old, getting sick, and dying. Then they cannot understand what this form and mind is all about. They have the concept or knowledge of non-self, but they don't understand what the anatta is, because they have not penetrated the direct seeing. That's why daily mindfulness is the real one. You cannot be mindful in the midst of life with that type of enlightenment factor to cultivate the noble eightfold path. You cannot awaken. Very difficult, unless you have cultivated it before in the past. So now you can continue. Very good. We rejoice one more time. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Actually, 在这个 40 minutes 里面，我有看到一段 paragraph. 我一看的时候，我马上 penetrate 的就是这个 consciousness create the world. The knower becomes the living beings, and because of the ignorant and delusion, 他就在 他就 becoming the karma, 就是他就 travel in the samsara. Because of 这一个, 我马上 understand 的过后, brother, 我一直在哭, 我觉得 human being 就是因为你的 delusion, 你被这个 sakaya titi, 你的这个 consciousness, 你的 是一个假象来的, because of 这样, 你就一直 life after life, yawn after yawn, 一直去 travel, 一直就在 travel. 我真的是很苦很苦。
Sadhu, oh, very good. That's why this is the penetrative understanding. That's why there is full of grief, you see. He just cried for living being. Because when he read that statement, you know that statement came from where? Not Surangama Sutta. Consciousness created the world and the continent. That's why it's a phenomenal world of consciousness. No reality. Then you think there is a knower. You think that knower is you. That's why I told you there is no knower. But in Thailand, a lot of monks, they teach, stay with the knower. Actually, it's not the knower. But those who use that word because they understand what that thing is, actually stay with the awareness. The two mind, the nature that is only aware. It's not a knower, it's not a person. But because it can be aware, they use the word know, which is a wrong word to use. Understand? What is there to know? All knowing is knowledge. So, when you believe that there is a knower, then there is sakkayadity, self-delusion. And then this one have to come, understand, from my mind. To what? Law of karma. That's why this one keep on repeated. Birth and death for eternity. That's why he said, living beings delusion. We are grasping onto this knower, this form and mind, thinking that it is what they are. That sakkayadity caused them so much suffering. And for eternity, they travel in space and time for eternity. Without wisdom, you will suffer. That's why he cried out of gratitude for them. And living beings really suffer. That's why when he understood this, he keep on crying. And he just read that stanza, understand? Surangama Sutta, just two lines. That's why when you penetrate, now you understand why the Buddha said this Diamond Sutta also. Anybody who can understand four stanza, cultivate, develop the understanding of it, then share this four stanza. The merits that form and mind, that being developed, I tell you, is immeasurable. The Buddha said, even the seven treasures in this universe, if you are given the ability to own it and have it, even if you offer the seven treasures in this universe to all the Buddhas or the three periods of time, the merit you receive, is it, cannot compare to even whatever this being. If he can understand four stanza, cultivate it, and teach, his field of merit is way beyond all those merits that being do. That's why you can never fathom how this can be possible. But this type of wisdom is very penetrative, the Diamond Sutta. Why is the Diamond Sutta very penetrative? Because it is a teaching based on no mark. No mark of a self, no mark of living being, no mark of a Dhamma or Sutta. That's why it's the pure teaching. So this is what you will be able to realize, and every living being has the potential. You have your Buddha nature. That's why this type of sharing is very good. And this one don't come from me. You all know him. I don't know him last time. He came because one Dhamma friend spoke to him when he was in India. I met Miss Ang. He remembered you that day at Yun Chan's house, Dana. When I mentioned your name, at first he cannot recall. Then later on, he said, I remember now. He very special one. That's why he asked you to come and see me. He said, when he talked to you, he realized you go everywhere for a retreat one day. And he is dead serious. That's why they call him Wo Xiong Zai, monk. So all this is what is possible if you really have the faith, if you really develop the cultivation. Is the recording running? I check. Wow, God, I'm running. Otherwise, boleo means boleo. It's meant to be. This one will help a lot of people because it's the faith that you can have. Because this type of cultivation, unless you go through, you cannot understand. And now, it came from one of the Kanyamita, and it can be done. And I tell you, he connect not long, no. He only connect, I think, beginning of the year. After Rayong, your Rayong trip was when? Last year?
August
last year. Then after that, he came back. He become different. Then I explained a lot of things to him because he was so excited. Because suddenly he can understand my notes. Last time my notes, he read 6 times, he cannot understand. He cannot make head or tail. Then immediately connect, he read, he understand. Then later on go to Cameron Highland Retreat. I think Jin Hao passed him the Jin Gang Jing. First time he read, last time he cannot understand. Straight away he understand. Then he saw on the meditation hall there, Ming Xing, Jin Xing, and all things. He suddenly understand. Then Yi Qie Yu Wei Fa, Zhu Meng Huan Pao Yan, everything become very clear. How? Because this teaching comes from the silent mind. So that's why when he read my notes, he had so much joy because this is so profound. Like I used to tell you, anybody, whether you are a beginner or you are enlightened being, you can come. You can listen. Because this Dhamma is for all levels. Understand? No? That's why when you already have the understanding and penetration, like you said, the Dhamma door open already. When he read my Heart Sutta note and the other transcript, every word is so profound. That's why it moved him to tears, to joy and the respect, the gratitude. Of course, he thanked the Buddha. The Buddha actually sacrificed aeons and aeons and aeons, 3¾ aeons of perfection and cultivation to realize Sammasambuddhahood and to share with the world, with living beings, this profound teaching, Dhamma. That's why a lot of gratitude. Then he also came to know that all of the great beings, the Buddha and the Bodhisattva, they have their nature. And we who are sincere, you have faith in them, you can create the affinity, then you thank them deep from the bottom of your heart for all their blessing, protection and guidance, then request for their nature to bless your nature every life when you come. You request for protection, blessing and guidance. You know protection is for one another, for this form and mind, because this form and mind is very fragile, very easily gone. The condition not right only, it disperses already. That's why you need their protection. Then you need their guidance. Without their guidance, very difficult to penetrate this type of teaching. Then you need their blessing. Because their blessing, because of their virtue, their wisdom, their perfection, their cultivation, the moment they send you a pure wish or the blessing, because of your faith, your affinity, and your gratitude towards them, your respect towards them. I used to say, even one pure wish, one blessing, the living being, Jia Bi Liao already. So that's why it's very powerful. And this type of cultivation is not what normal living being can understand. But when you understand, it's very easy, very simple, because you only need to develop the faith and the affinity and the sincerity to cultivate affinity. That's why Sakyamuni teach you to take refuge with the Triple Gem. And Triple Gem is very powerful. Well, all of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and all the cultivators, the enlightened beings, they are part of the Triple Gem. So Sakyamuni not only, like Mahayana, ask you to create affinity with certain great beings. He create affinity through refuge with all the great beings. All of the Sammasambuddha, all of the great Bodhisattva and Mahasattva, and all of the enlightened beings, the worthy ones. That's why this Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha, the Triple Gem, they are real gem. And you understand his teaching because he is the wisdom way. That's why he has perfected it. And he actually go very direct. Very direct. So all these teaching that comes about through Sakyamuni, they are very penetrative. And because of that, you have this opportunity or condition to be born during this Buddha Sasana, to be a human being, to have the condition to come into contact with his teaching, you should actually count your blessing. That's why I said, do not allow this window to slip by. This is the best window for you to firm up everything, to determine strongly, line after line, you want to have this understanding, and you create affinity with all these great beings. That's why you ask for forgiveness. Then you cultivate what they call faith in them, cultivate affinity in them, then sincerely vow, ask for guidance, ask for protection, ask for blessing, then cultivate sincerely, then develop all this understanding, so that life after life you vow to have this understanding, so that you will not be deluded anymore, so that you don't have to waste time, so that you can connect early, so that you don't have to go through life and experience all the suffering unnecessarily. So with this understanding, when you come, you become very different. Then you can be a blessing to all. Your time will come to help other people, just like how the great beings help you. And all this can take off and become very beautiful. You only need to have faith and be sincere, then persevere. Three things. Thank you. Let her to continue.
During this course, because we have monk来, so in Thailand, their monk offer 那个 food 给 monk, 哇，很多碗啊，筷子，哎，那个汤匙，等于有 layperson 的。So every time after morning and afternoon, 他们的 lunch 一完了，哇，很多东西要洗呀、啊。Then within a short period, 我 after 我洗完碗，我又要去 clear dharma hall, 又要 cleaning 那个 toilet。但是我很 busy, 要很快。Then 我 realize that。Although 我很快，但是我的脉不急。
对。
And then 我的脉 and the 那个，我洗碗一起做。
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
啊，在 every 那个我 actually 我很紧张， yeah. 因为我一直在跑其他嘛，他给的时间很少。
对对对。
But I realized that oh this is a sati sambajana.
Yeah.
就是 every moment 我 with the sati. Yeah. And then 是有一天下午我去扫地。然后我就跟我讲，你不要活在过去，也不要活在未来，你就活在现在，你就去扫地。然后我的里面就讲，现在心也是苦
呀，对。
他就哦，我就哦，然后就晚上的时候，我就去看书，我又回去房间，我又去看书。但我一打开那个哈苏出来，一看没有one minute， 我里面就 click 萨嘎亚滴滴。他一 click 萨嘎亚滴滴的时候，我的 mind 就 recall 这个 Four Noble Truths， 萨提帕塔那八正道，十二因缘，全部是世间法。当我一看到这个世间法的时候，我的 mind and body 很像 stop 掉，我也不要读那个书了，我就 close up 那个 book。And then 我就整个很像 body 就 I don't know how to describe， 就是很像没有 function 了。
对对对。And everything 停下来了。
Everything 停下来了。Then 我就感觉到我里面一直在笑，一直 laughing。
Correct。
Then 我就看，我的整个 body 就变成 actually 它已经 empty 了，我一看没有 body 的，但是那个 laughing 一直从那个空里面出来，我讲到底从哪里来？因为我一看这个 body 是没有的，但是一直在笑，那个人一直在笑。Then 我就去看。他笑什么？他笑的意思是想你被萨嘎亚滴滴
骗了
这么样久，finally you have seen it。
Yeah, yeah,
他就一直笑 for 10 minutes。
Yeah,
那个时候我整个人觉得这个 body 它好像 stop 了，就是
yeah,
你只是 echo and flow， 我就继续冲茶喝，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
完全没有 talk 也没有。
对，correct， 沙丘。
我都不想讲，就是这样子。
Yeah, it will let you understand。
就是一个萨嘎亚滴滴，that's all。
啊，对。Ah, this is beautiful. Yeah, sadhu. That's why all this, he used his own word on. You don't have to copy people's word on, yes or not? Everything is just from inside, just come out. And it happened to him differently. Understand not? That's why different people differ. But the gist of it, more or less, the experiences, those who went through, they were no one. That's why if you have not gone through, you can describe like very beautiful Dhamma. Even you repeat the word I use and all those things. The moment those enlightened ones, they listen, they know you have not realized. You use people's word. You only describe. Because the Dhamma, you realize it, you can use your own word on. And you dare to use your own word on. And because that is what the truth is. Then the one that dare not use their own word on, because they don't really have the realization yet. And they don't know what the thing is. But they heard before that it's like that. No thought and all. So the way you describe, come on, different one. People will know. You still haven't seen. That's why sometimes a lot of this kayamita, when you try to describe, then when I pointed out, of course I don't bluntly tell you wrong. I just say, you have to go do like that, you have to go deeper. You just silent, don't try to know. Because I remember last time, Wu Pingjing, Miss Lee, every time. Then every time I mention that, sometimes it's not so nice because Kayamita may misunderstand that I like, but still got prejudice. Every time, certain Kayamita say, he's very good, very good. Certain other Kayamita say, he always say, you still got to silent, do more of this and that. It's not to say I discriminate. All these people, I don't know. How to discriminate? You say last time they were my friend, like Yun Chan, first to call me, come on, I favor Yun Chan. I never favor Yun Chan. Isn't it? So last time Yun Chan also described, then I also tell him, initially you have a lot of questions on. Last time you got a lot of questions. Then later on the question less. Then she started to develop the understanding. Then she started to have faith. And now, different again. But now I hope one day he will report. he has the understanding, but still the thought there, paise. You understand Hokkien or not? Paise. Oh, you understand, huh? Pa chao. Go thought, paise. So this one is the egoic mind. Because when you realize that this is not you, that nature is so beautiful. There is nobody inside there. This is karmically conditioned out. And this one got fear, got worry, got anxiety because of the delusion. Like he realized, the moment he penetrated, he realized there is nothing. Everything is just the way it is. Condition arising, dependent, originating. Then you just accord and flow and do your duty. Well, this form of mind is subject to karma. Born of your karma, head of your karma, conditions, power. And you are what you are. Because. So you have a duty. That's why you do that duty. That's it. You accord and flow. Then like he said, they gave him a lot of duty and not enough time. Because he said, there, monks, they also come. Then they got this monk, different chopstick, different bowl. And that's lay people different again. Then maybe Meiji or what, different again. Then lamp receptor, different again. So, there is a lot of things that she has to take care of. Washing, cleaning, sweeping. Then on top of that, had to go back there and clean up a lot of things. And he realized, actually, not enough time. And everybody was like rushing. But he realized one thing very funny. He was throughout the day, like in sati. That's why he realized what sati sambajana is. Mindfulness and clear comprehension. You can do very fast one. But yet inside there is no movement. Understand? That's why there's a lot of understanding. Then later on when he clearly understood, he said, like inside there, there is something inside there, laughing. Because this one is from your nature. Your nature will know. That's why the day Padmasuri asked me, he said, how can the mundane mind know? It's not the mundane mind. It's that nature. then because of past cultivation, past affinity and all those things, so it will manifest. That's why the mundane mind and the two mind, they are very close, very near. But before you penetrate, develop the what they call, before you connect to the nature and have the penetrative direct seeing and understanding, you can never understand what the nature is on. Oh, and you can never differentiate between the mundane mind and the true mind. Because the true mind you seldom touch, or you hardly touch, until you become the real cultivator, until you develop heedfulness, until you can be mindful throughout the day, ever mindful. Then throughout the day, you are with that nature. You remember Wu Ping Ching, sir? I wrote that word on the whiteboard. What was it? Don't look for prajna outside of the... I better write it down. Not everybody attend Heart Sutta. Sorry, Platform Sutta. The Sunday class. This one is very useful. It's from that Hui Ning. He said, do not look for prajna. Prajna is wisdom, outside your self nature or true nature. You can see it. Can I? You can understand this statement. You will penetrate. You will develop the good understanding to cultivate. This statement is very profound, I tell you. Very, very profound. Do not look for prajna outside of your self nature. Means what? When you do your cultivation, how you meditate, how did people meditate? That's why I told you, don't use thought. Thought based meditation you can never find. What is thought? Your self nature is your true mind, understand? You remember? Hui Ning say what? Self nature got nothing. No duality, no right, no wrong. No word, no concept, no aggregate of mind, nothing, just that pure nature. That's why that one is capable of direct seeing, capable of awakening, capable of awakening to the characteristics of nature. That's why this is your true mind, this is your silent mind, this is your meditative mind. If you don't meditate with this, you meditate with the thought, you're gone. He already said, do not know, look for prajna outside of your self nature. No? So if you have not developed the ability to be heedful, to be ever mindful, you can never be with your self nature all the time. You will be most of the time lost in thought, heedless. That's why you cannot meditate. That's why now you start to understand why thought-based meditation cannot. Why all the retreat, the formal meditation, after you come out of it, you go back to daily life, you are back to square one. Because most of the time when you are back to daily life, you are heedless. You are never with your self nature. To be with your self nature, first you must silence your mind, yes or not? Then connect, then stabilize it. Then develop daily mindfulness, ever mindful. So can understand. So this one is very useful. Okay, we let Brother Song continue. Sorry.
然后我有一天下午我在来 meditation 的时候，因为我每次来 meditation 我就睡觉了。虽然 halfway 我就看到 actually 不是这个，是应该是 pure 应该是 awareness 里面看到，就有一个 OK， 我形容 actually 是没有东西，它是很像一个东西这样，一口，那它就
correct，
它没有，那个是没有
问题
啊。OK，它是一个很像我从过后我从你的哈苏达里面找到这个 sentence， 我来 describe， 就是这个 send data 它来的时候是一个 pure data， 它一 touch 到这个mind 的时候，它一 arise 变成一个 consciousness， 这个 consciousness 里面有 contents， 这个 contents 里面有 nama rupa，
对，
是啊，我就这样子一看，它是每一个 moment 就。touch and arise， touch when 他来 touch 的时候是 pure， 当他一 arise 的时候是有 content。
Actually, the content come from your views, opinion, and conditioning. That's why society went in. Then that one become default.
Actually, 那个东西来是没有 words 的。
No words 啊。
它是很像一个。我都不是什么，我是像是在 pure awareness 里面看到它。
That's why you will see and you understand. That's why you understand.
当我一 after meditation 的时候，我的 insight 就想 understand.
Yeah.
等我就快点去找书，因为我的 form am I 不 understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
所以我就赶快去看他书抄，等我找到了这个 answer.
Because all the answer is there. All the answer is there. That's why I told you all last time when the book came out. I said you no need to listen to any more talk. Everything is inside there. But that one is just for the what they call.Before the Bodhisattva way, to be enlightened, sainthood way. But if you want to go further, you have to continue to listen because the condition haven't arrived that time for this type of sharing. The last 2 years recording the talk, especially this year one, 2015, all Bodhisattva way, a lot inside there. You have to listen to the recording. Because that one, some of the transcript touch a little bit of it only.So you will start to have this type of understanding experience like what he went through, because when you are in this state of pure awareness, heedfulness, the sense data that come in, like you say, no word one, you cannot describe. Like last time, you remember I described to you all, suddenly before the cessation come, all the activity of the mind, the movement, everything, like suddenly stop. Then I use the word ting.Actually, no sound. The thing is like suddenly you enter stillness, still until no thought, nothing. Then the whole thing ceases. The form and mind also ceases. The pure awareness also ceases. This one is before the cessation. This understanding will come on, keep on coming on. Then after that, not long, the cessation will take place. Because as this sense data come in, like he said, no word one, pure sense data. No concept, nothing. But the moment you touch this nature, that's like upon contact, consciousness arise. Actually, when you have this pure mind with this right view, the pure consciousness is the direct, what they call pure awareness. But the moment you input the content, because you got your views and your opinion, that's why without wisdom, you cannot cut on at feeling. You cannot let go on.You cannot say don't attack. All this is the thought telling you. All out to deceive you, to trap you. That's why I say, forget about practicing letting go. Practicing non-attachment. All this is what the thought tell you. The real one, the understanding is so different. Once the wisdom is there, the content is pure. No delusion. Then this pure consciousness, it will arise the right thought because of the wisdom. It is free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion. That's why in the dinner, Chui was trying to explain. He went through the Dhamma. He understood that. So, mind is the forerunner of all things, like he came to know. Then, if you arise this mind, and you train this mind and develop the mindfulness and the heedfulness, then if it can arise the pure thought, which is free of the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, then happiness will follow you, like the shadow that never leave you. Remember? Dhammapada was two. So he was trying to describe to me after the snatch thief, kena kau kau everything, still a lot of happiness. Because he remembered the teaching. Then she also went back and read the email. She said, last time he kena before, no, this type of thing. This is the fourth time he kena, no, snatched teeth, landed in hospital. Maybe not entirely snatched teeth. Some is because of coming, but all kena the leg and all those things on hospital. Then he said, in the year 2012, when she kena, I already told her to ask for forgiveness. Then he saw the email. No. That's why he said, this time he really do. You cannot play a fool. Then there's so much joy, because with the understanding of the Dhamma, at least even at her level, she can actually cope with it. Understand? Otherwise, you cannot. You will be cursing, very angry with that person who did it to you and all those things. But because she understood the law of karma, then Sue also not very Sue. Very Sue. He said he went to India, he learned one thing only. You want her to share or not? I hint a bit to you first. He said he learned the fifth contemplation, law of karma. He said he saw the people there, the Indian there, suffer like anything. Kena kau kau. From that time onward, he dare not violate karma. He don't want to end up like them. and having to go through life that way. That's why you will count your blessing. I was told by a lot of Indian pilgrims come back, brother, we were so blessed down here compared to those people down there. Then maybe let song finish first, then we pass it to
I will cut short because there is no time. And then actually, after that, my mind gave me second test, and third, I have three tests, that mind. 说第二次的时候，他就比较舍得了。所以我也 take我也 take about 1 week. Then after that, 我又从那个哈苏特拉里面看到 habitual tendency 他就 stop 了。And then 过后第三次，他又再来另外一个 test 的时候，他很像一个 undercurrent 这样，一直在你的 sati 下面，一直像 undercurrent 那个 mind 一直在下面一直转。哇，那个时候我真的有点要 lost 了 ，brother， 那是我要去找你的。
Yeah, you want to call me？
我要找你，因为我一直找了，一直看，我一直不能够 penetrate。
Yeah, you couldn't penetrate.
I couldn't penetrate. 什么来的？他一直在那个 sati 的下面，一个 undercurrent 那个 mind 就一直在那边转。最后我又从那个 hasutra 里面看到的。Cross and cling， 我就 understand 了。所以这个 mic 就三个 test 我就过了。
Don't try to know。So 无量寿经 already say 所知障。Don't try to know。Otherwise that one keep on coming back。Then according to him， 观音 came and help him。观音's nature。That's why you must ask for guidance from 观音 protection and blessing。Otherwise, he said the suffering, the test was so severe and intense, she almost gave up. She wanted to call me from Thailand. But it's okay because he is already, he don't need anybody. He can cultivate on his own. He has this understanding already. And he can actually move on his own. That's why they call it, when you reach that stage of cultivation, you don't need teacher actually. But you need guide and teacher to explain to you the Bodhisattva way, the further cultivation. Because the realization part, he will penetrate, he will understand. And he already developed a clear understanding already. Is now because of the habitual tendency take a while to actually go away, because last time you have been using that type of thought process, understand? Everything was want to know one. How come like that? How come like that? How come this one still like? Now with the awareness, he saw more clearly. Then that nature understood, but the thought got out. Understand? Keep on wanting to penetrate. Who want to penetrate? The thought of to penetrate. So there is nothing to penetrate. So the world is the world. Things are just the way they are. Condition arising, causal phenomena. As you transform, you will go through these phases, these stages. Then you will experience all this. then it will arise. Then when it comes to test, you will suddenly like lose everything. Then during that time, if you still allow the thought to deceive you, the thought very cunning one, from the back, I tell you, you think you already got it. See, now you lost everything. Then you try very hard, like Mahabhava. Mahabhava was trapped there for 3 years. So. You go and read this book. He keep on trying to fight that mind, you know. Because he trained until it's luminous, bright, ever mindful, like throughout the day. It's like he's enlightened. No? And yet, he said, finally, that luminosity was a sakayadity inside there, a trap. Yeah, he think that is the one. The thought still hold on to that. That's why it's still one that state. Like Shen Siu, thinking that if I'm ever mindful, polish until it shines so that no dust can alight. He thought he must be in that perfect state. That is not wisdom. Wisdom got no mental state. Wisdom is an understanding. The moment you understand, that's it. Finish. These are all words. Understand? And don't try to know. You do until you realize that thing. It will understand by itself. No word one. You don't try to understand through a thought, because then you will visualize. You will try to link and associate. But the moment you connect and awaken, you will understand. It's totally different. So this time of awakening is very, very different. Very, very different. Okay,
you continue. Okay, 最后了。所以在第45天 last day 的时候，我们可以讲话了。我就去office 我就刚好我就听到了你他们 India Premier Krish 的 sharing。我听到了 Padmasuri 讲的 No expectation also is a expectation。然后我就2:30我就去做 lying meditation。
Yes,
halfway 我就哭了起来。哇，我一直哭。Crying from the deep inside, yeah. 因为我 suddenly recall 这个 sentence、mm-hmm. 因为 before 我去这个课程的时候我有个 expectation 我会 cease 我会 experience 这个 cessation、yeah. But during the first 30 days 我的 form and mind 哇刚刚搞不弄到我 Then 我就知道哎呦我的 understanding is not enough 所以我就想哎呦No chance lah. After 30 days also kalangkabut, no chance lah. Then don't expect for the cessation. So the last 15 days is no expectation. 直到我在最后一天我才知道连这个 no expectation also is the expectation.
That's why it cannot cease on. You remember Ananda? He, the last to become the 500 member of the first council, no? He has to become Arahant, otherwise he don't qualify. He tried everything.He finally gave up. Then about dawn already, he about to lie down and rest. The moment he lie down, before his head touched the pillow, he become Arahant. Why? Because he got no more craving. He has given up. Understand? Cannot already. Then, that time it cease. Because he has everything already, but he doesn't know how to cease.Because he's still whole. Very good.
So, 我那时候我一直哭的时候，我就很像 release 的，哇，我很像 release 了这个 burden. 45 days 我一直 carry, 我要 cease. 原来是我的 thought 要 cease, 里面有个 akta. 那现在是 last day 了， tomorrow morning 我要打包回 KL 了， so no more chance 了。然后我就一直哭，一直我觉得哇，我很 burden, 原来我很压力啊，这 45 days because of 这个 situation, 我哭
yeah,
哇，我整个松掉了，我讲哦、no more expectation, 这个是真的 no more expectation 了，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
我整个松掉，我讲 OK 回家了。And then 就 at night 我睡觉到半夜12:30，就有里面就喊漏水呀、漏水呀、我就起来看，哎。我的房间没有漏水，我就看一下时间，12:30，等我就要continue 睡觉。
Yeah,
yeah. 当我一 lying down 的时候，我发现我整个人很精神。
Yeah.
半夜12:00，我要等到早上4:30，所以我很 fresh。那时候我讲
yeah,
OK，
yeah.
do the lying meditation。
Yeah, yeah.
The moment 我一 start do the lying meditation 的时候，我整个人变，它就慢慢变成那个沙地很湿的，就 cover up the whole body，它就慢慢 cover up 了。然后我的 nature 就 chant 南无观世音
菩
萨，他 chant 三次，他每次 chant 一次的时候，就有一个很 strong 的
vibration
从头上 shift 下来。 三次，他念三次就睡三次。Then after 他念完了三次这个啊观世音菩萨了以后，我自己 add on 啊南无普贤菩萨三次，跟南无大势至菩萨三次。After 我 restart 完了这两个菩萨三次以后，我的 nature 就喊了起来，他喊观世音菩萨来了，这样子，这样子啊，我讲如果来了 ，OK， 这样我就念啊心经。The moment 我一唱心经，我用我的麦唱，
yeah.
我的麦已经要 stop 这样子了，
yeah, 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 要停
了。他就、他不能够唱，
yeah,
他就这样，
cannot,
我要拉他起来，
不可以啊，不可以啊，
他一直拉、又拉不起这样。
Keep on seizing
啊，他一直要拉下去，我就讲我就拉他上来。
You just let it be。
Then 我就觉得，我开始 ，actually 我念到一半，我就不可以念了，
yeah, 不可以念了，
就完全就不能够，然后我就整个人就变成那个 energy 就一直在 change，
yeah, 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 yeah.
一直在 change 了，一直 change。Then suddenly 我整个人变成很热，一直股 heat 的 energy，因为那时是冬天，
我知道，
我穿一件 T-shirt， 一个 jacket， 一个 sweater，
yeah,
盖一个 blanket，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
哇，我 suddenly、yeah. 我觉得我像在收纳这样，穿了这四个东西在收纳，很热，
yeah, yeah.
我要起来，我要 move 我的 body，但是我觉得，这个是一个 energy，不是 body，
跟
我讲 just be with it， 我每次想到你跟我讲
yeah,
just be with
it，
所以我就在
relax into it，
我就
observe。
我很辛苦，那时我很热，热到他就到了 maximum 的时候，
他
就 stop 掉了，
他
就 stop 掉，等那个 energy 就一直在改变，就一直变。等我在喘气，我就哇，刚才是在热，等他又来第二次，哇，又来第二次的时候，那时我真的很想 arise， 等我才发现到我的 body 已经很像没有了那个 form，
没有了。
等我是想，如果我要去 arise 我的 form 来。脱衣的话，等我讲，我就去 arise 了我的这个 form， 我就去 interrupt 这个 transformation，
yeah, yeah,
因为我觉得那个 energy 一直在 transform，
yeah, yeah, yeah,
我都讲，你不能够 arise， 因为那个 body 已经很像
yeah, yeah,
有又没有，
yeah, yeah,
有又没有，
yeah, yeah,
你要去 arise， then cannot arise 了，
yeah,
我就讲 let it be， 所以那个 heat 的 energy 也过后也没有了，
yeah, 灭掉
，OK 也灭掉了，然后我就开始觉得我要断气了。我的呼吸很像要有要没有要有、
yeah.
我要死掉了样子。
The breath will stop
啊，就很像要死掉这样子。
因为我闭的时候我 stop
我讲我要死掉了，我要死，我 body 又没有，连、我要呼吸又没有这个没有 sense， 我想讲呼吸，但是那 stop 那个 breath 要 stop 了，那个整个人我想哎呀死就死吧，就突然又
杀的
他就 stop 掉
啊。
The moment 他一 stop 的时候，我整个人下来的这个 pure consciousness，我觉得我这个five sense storm
没
有
了，
没有了，
全部没有了
，form and mind 也
没有了，
就来到了这个 pure consciousness。我在这边听到外面所有的吵架
，very clear one，
very clear。我也觉得没有这个 I 的 concept， 我这个awareness 跟 nature， 我要讲它很像是。One of the universe，
yeah, yeah.
这样，它就是
oneness
了，它没有这个 I 我念，就那个 pure consciousness 就是一个 oneness 了，然后它在这里听了，
yeah, yeah.
就是这整个 sense door 全部下
来，
yeah,
下来啊 ，from the heart，
啊 ，from to the heart 了，
就是
这样，然后连这里过后也慢慢
stop， 要
stop 了，要断了这样子，我想哇，
给它断了，
我想哎呦，怎么要断了？要断了，
不要有 keep on interfering， 它不停的，不会停的，
没有，然后我就感觉到它慢又慢要断了，
yeah, slow down。
里面就好像有个东西叫 arise， 这样慢慢的 arise， 我讲不是慢，我不理了咯，因为要断了。
Don't try to know，
然后我就 let it be， 所以他就过后就有个 moment 就咚咚，等我醒来的时候，我的body 已经回来了，
yeah,
我的
sense come back to you，
全部 sense
啊
five sense， 我那个 moment 我不知道什么了。
Yeah， 那个是 situation， because next time always remember relax into all mind state。Whatever mind state that arise, be with it. Don't try to know. Relax into it. Silent. Then it will happen. Because if the mind keep on wanting to know, it can never stop. So he is lucky because finally he got to experience that. But later on, 如果他再来，他会再来的。It will come on. It will repeat on. You just relax, silent of it. Don't try to know.Then this cessation will go in. Initially like that day, the last day is that moment, one glimpse. Then after that, you went into it for a while. Then when you come out, you actually didn't know what happened. But later on, if you through pure awareness go in, then you know how to relax and silent and let the nature do. Let the nature do. Because that nature do the time, the awareness is still there. Then after that, everything will slow down until it ceases. Cease until that pure consciousness also no more, nothing. First the brain here, zonk, all the pure awareness no more, like you say, come down here. Then the Tan Tian also come down here. Then from the heart one also you will come. Three in one, it will melt inside the gateway. Then after that, it will cease. Then after that, you will realize the breath also no more, the heartbeat also no more, everything also no more, but you didn't die. Then you cannot describe. That is Nibbana cessation. Then when you went in, when it's about to come out, you will know how the creation process starts. What is it? Not glimpse. That one later on, the whole cessation one is the real Nibbana. The glimpse one is one moment only. You are conscious one. That moment is just that moment. Then after that, next consciousness come out, you will come back to normal consciousness already. Yeah. But for his one, he went into it and lapsed into it because somebody helped. The Kuan Yin nature or the thing helped. Then he go through. But it will come back and repeat. Then the cessation will happen faster and faster. That is up to you how long you want to go in. That's at that time in my book, Lying Down Meditation. Oh, 你不在啊那个时候，我给你这本，这本很重要。 I think you have heard the. Oh no, it's a transcript. Oh, the what? Susan. Was it Susan reporting? The pink color. Never mind. I look for it. It's over there. Don't try to know. This one, it describes very clearly inside the lying down meditation. You need to let people know if you are going into it for long. Otherwise, they think you die. The doctor come, check. No heartbeat, nothing. But don't worry. Actually, Nirodha is not important. Nirodha Sahampati is not the real Nibbana, actually. That one is fourth jhana, you can go in on for 7 days. But the real cessation is not Nirodha Sahampati. It's complete cessation. Pure consciousness also no more. No energy field one. It's just that pure Nibbana, pure energy. It's not a thought-based type of concentration, Nirodha Sahampati. It's not a samadhi. So when he go in, it's very different. That's why I say, when you come out of it, you can see how this consciousness manifests. I remember, first, pop, it come out here. The first one come out here. Then this brain, like, become alive again. You are not science student. You know what dynamo is all about, transformer. When the electricity run through the transformer, what happened? The transformer turn, isn't it? Initially, when it's very smooth, it's like it's generating electricity, but no outtake, understand? Not? Nobody take and use the electricity, understand? Not? So it's like a hybrid car will know. The moment you start your hybrid car, what happened? Because it's now no more petrol engine, no. Moto means what? Electrical, understand? Then your car actually run, like the engine haven't start, no. Because there is no engine sound, no vibration. It very quiet, understand? Huiling, no. It's a hybrid car. Then like no sound, no. Actually, the thing running, no sound, because you haven't drive, understand? You didn't make use of the electricity yet. So your brain also same, no. The moment the consciousness come out, it like set this brain like a dynamo, no, start no, zoom. Then you see the activity start no. Then you can see on how this pure awareness create consciousness, no. Like Krishnamurti said, how thought arises through response to memory. But all this slowly come back on, take time. even the sense data also, I remember, take time to come in on. Then you can see them coming in or no, one by one. No? Then you know, no? That's how living being gonna kau kau from the sense data. Because the moment like he saw, but he saw one is not so clear. He saw one is through the retreat one. Because when you are in a retreat condition, you can that one that I went through one is daily life one. After I came out of it, then still with the pure consciousness and awareness, then slowly, because I was sitting in front of the bus from Cameron Highland coming down. Then as it drives, I saw the sense data coming in to all the sense doors. Then because this one is so clear, and the understanding, the wisdom, then everything, the phenomenal world, all clearly understood. Then it has this very penetrating understanding. This is how living being kena kau kau from all this sense data because of wrong view, delusion, don't know what they are. Then entangle, then create thinking, habitual tendency, heedlessness, stirring of mind, reaction, emotion, fear, worry, and all these mind state actually is not you. It's through wrong view, delusion, that stir and create and make you heedless, miserable, suffer. So all this you will start to understand. Then how the other consciousness also went and touched this heart area, which is the feeling body, the emotion body. Because when there is fear, worry, or whatever, like lightning strike, you are caught unaware. You realize there is fear inside here. It's not in the brain one. You will come to understand all this. Well, this is what the form of mind is all about. This is what delusion is all about. So this consciousness will go in and touch that feeling body. And that one is responsible for feeling. That's why you say you become emotional, everything is at the heart. But this one is at the center, understand? Whereas the gateway is on the left. That's why these two are very near. My last teacher used to tell me, he say, this is hell, this is hell, this is heaven. The gateway is heaven, eternal life. This one, the emotion is hell, because from the thought, sankhara. This one, create thought, also hell. He said, when your consciousness stay here, you are staying in hell. Unless you have the wisdom, you know how to arise the right thought, and then this one become beautiful, a tool for you to use to live life. That's why you have to arise right thought through right view, right understanding. You will come to understand, or you will see it happening. How it arises and all those things. Then you become a human being again. It eliminates back into a human being. That's how you know what creation is. And you know what death is. Nothing dies. That nature can never die. And that nature got nothing to do with this form of mind. These are all dependent originating condition arising. Causal phenomenon. No reality. He no you, he no inside there. Everything sees. You cannot talk about it. Because it is that cessation, which is the unconditioned. Remember the word unconditioned. Not of the conditioned world. That's why Nibbana is the unconditioned. So the Buddha said, if it is not because there is such thing as Nibbana, escape from the conditioned world is impossible. You cannot free. That's why you stay with the thought, you cannot free. Law of karma will continue to actually entangle you. So this is something that you all will develop the understanding if you sincerely cultivate with the faith. Then if you determine sincerely with the faith and persevere, all these are possible. Okay? Okay. Oh, 10:30. So shall we stop? Rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So we give Sue a chance. SK. we still got next year. 2016. But don't worry. I leave it to you. No compulsion. Because just now before we go for dinner, he already warned me. He said, Bratio, please don't ask me to share my India trip experience. I said, PG last time also very paiseh. But he put up the hand on you know, Sunday class, share two times, you know, before the class start and at the end of the class. Then Thursday class, you know, he share now with confidence because the faith is different. Then I told Sue, I said, you don't worry. The one that paiseh is the thought, not you. So when you understand, you will be... Then in the dinner, he share, you know. Oh, he said he learned the fifth contemplation. That one was very good for her. Very profound. Law of karma. Because when you understand that right view, you dare not become heedless anymore, I tell you. Because he saw how those people in India, the holy site, their condition and their suffering. He said he don't want to end up with that type of karma, being born there and yet born at the holy site, you know. But deluded and ignorant until the karma is so thorough, so severe. You know. It's just like you're born in the kingdom of God, you know, but you cannot recognize the kingdom of God. You know. Because that holy site, you are a cultivator, you're a spiritual practitioner, you go there, you benefit so much, correct? You know, your faith, you can detect the nature's energy, the pure energy, and everything. But for those who are born there with that negative karma, not only they cannot detect, they are like, their life is so full of suffering. In Mandarin, they say, Ming hao ku. But they are actually born within the vicinity of the holy site. You know. How come they become like that? That's why it's not whether you are at the holy site or not. It's whether you are born in the Buddhist country where the Dhamma is there or not. If you are not serious, you will be like those people, understand? Like when we went to Thailand, the monk told the Thai people, he said, you people born in Thailand, Buddhist country with all the teachers, the forest tradition, the Dhamma, you take for granted. Where he said they are only interested in what? Doing dana, understand? Getting the merit, boon, you see? Look at all these Malaysians, you see? They come, they're very serious one. They look for Dhamma. They come all the way to cultivate, to practice. That's why very different. So everything depends on your understanding that it will drive you. The faith factor is very important. Okay, we better end. yes. Oh, yeah, you want to talk about it? Wait, pass the mic. Chui got one suggestion of the WhatsApp they can track your meditation on.
This is a pretty good site to help you with meditation. For some of us, we get lazy, we keep looking at our watches and say, oh, well, maybe I'll skip. Oh, is it 10 minutes already? Or, I better stop earlier, and so on, you know. And we never practice. But this is an application in Play Store for all of you who have smartphones. Please go into Play Store, look under the word Insight, Insight, Timer, Timer. Download that so that it will help you prepare yourselves to get into a meditation position. So you can, you know, have 10 seconds, 20 seconds or whatever to shift yourself around the cushion. It'll think for you. And if you think you're going to meditate 10, 15, 20 minutes, you just put a timer on so that you will not be disturbed until the time comes. Try that, and it also tells you who around the world are meditating to help you, inspire you, to motivate you to meditate. And it has helped me, and I feel that it would benefit you. So please, everybody, put it in. Even if you don't use it, try it out. If you don't like it, just get out of it. But if it's useful to you, share with as many people as possible. And Brother Teo, you can even start a site on it so that all your students, your
never mind,
can actually meditate
they are very shy.
On their own at
I know,
a certain
I know.
Time.
You put that one, nobody turn up, I tell you.
No. This does not distract from
correct,
the
session. Because they are so shy, they don't want to let people know. Even reporting to them.
No, they don't
shy.
Have to enter that group.
Oh,
they
okay.
cannot You can do it on your own.
Do it on your own. Better do it on your own.
If you wish to share certain things
on
the site, instead of say my Kalyanamita, for example, for pure meditation stuff, you can actually key it in so that everybody can have a look.
Yeah, for those who need like motivation.
Song may like to.
Those who need motivation.
Song may like to put in some things or other that other people can benefit. So he can even key in a few things.
No, never mind.
A whole lot.
Because that one very dangerous. After you attract outside people, come and argue and all. Forget about
it. No, if it's a closed site, it's only meant for us. Not for people you don't invite.
Never mind.
So,
the recording more important.
Anyway, it is better the timer that you have
on your handphone.
Yeah?
Definitely.
So you can
those who
try
need
it out.
Motivation, you can give it a try. Then you find out for yourself which is more appropriate. Because everyone is different, but Chuyi has a good intention because she benefited from it, and she wants to share this information. Yes, because they can be motivated in the sense that if you join the worldwide one, at any time you press, it will tell you how many million meditating, and all over the world, all the .. which country. But for me personally, I don't fancy all this, because to me, if my heart is sincere, I will do it all out, and I don't need anything to motivate me except. I know. That's why I say for those who need it, they will have to find out and try it out. No harm, understand? Whatever that technology can bring about to help, you try it. Because sometimes it's useful. We are different people, different. But for those who already have the understanding, the Dhamma, and you already know this is something that you have to do, even the small thing that Sue learned about the fifth contemplation helped her so much. Make her serious. Make her develop the strong faith. Like she said, she gave the analogy. She said now she is on board the train. Last time he is chasing after the train. sahadu. Because when you are still not on the train, means... You're still very stressful. Every time the train comes full, cannot go out. You didn't join the Dhamma bandwagon. You had to stay at that station. If that station is the India place, where the road condition, I was told by Pama Surya, the pothole. And Achan got to tell them, this is suffering, samsara. Because it was really, really severe. Even after so many years, they don't have money to build up the infrastructure. Then the water, many who go for the first time, they got problem with their food and all those things. Even PG also initially got some problem. Then N also, early on also a bit. So you have to actually develop your own understanding and have gratitude towards your own good karma. You will have a lot of gratitude that your past is not too bad. That's why you still have the good life. Even though born in Malaysia, Muslim country, but you have the Buddha Dhamma, and you can become so serious. And you can have this condition to have this understanding, and it can drive you. That's why that faith is very important. Okay, we better end, otherwise we continue. Now 10:42 already. We will do the sharing of merits. Then we will make aspiration only. Okay, before we forget, we better thank Brother Song for the good sharing. Sadhu. These are very important sharing. It can give a lot of faith to people. Okay, now we recall to mind all of the wholesomeness that we have developed. Then we will transfer merit to all the devas, share merits with all the devas, and transfer merits to all the departed ones. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa rakkantu loka sasana. May all beings inhabiting space and earth, devas and nagas of mighty power share these merits, and may they long protect the dispensation. Itta avata cha amehi padan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya. May all beings share these merits which we have thus acquired, and may all devas rejoice, and may it contribute greatly to their well-being and happiness. Transform merits to departed one. Idang me nyatinang ho tu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang ho tu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang me nyatinang ho tu sukita hontu nyatayo. Let these merits accrue to our departed relatives and all those who can receive them, and may they all too be well and happy always. Now we invoke blessing for nation. Devo satakalena sasa sampatihito cha fito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko. May the rain fall in due season. May there be a rich and good harvest throughout. May the world be peaceful and prosperous always. May the government of the day, the king and the rulers be righteous. Then you make your aspiration. Ipmina punyang kamena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiya. By the grace of this marriage that we have thus acquired, may we never follow the foolish but only the wise and the enlightened one, until Nibbana is realized. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the great beings and worthy ones.
Oh, sorry, yeah.